Last fall, town meeting voted down a plan to build a new fire headquarters on Long Pond Road. But now we have a study. Chief Ed Bradley.
Well, I think it's going to be one more benchmark to show everybody that what we were planning on doing is probably the best thing we can be doing. This building in the headquarters station, we put a new roof on after all that damage happened. We spent over $600,000 on that. The building still leaks. The walls leak, the windows leak, the doors leak.
The chief says the mold in the basement because of the water problem is bad.
And that's going to be remediated. It's going out to bid. So we're going to spend another $300,000 or $400,000. Somewhere, you know, by the time you get done, just on that. In the meantime, you'll notice at the front door of this station and the other ones that we're looking at with their architect, they've been placarded that the building contains asbestos. But the firefighters are living and working out of here. We don't want the public in here. That's why the signs were put up. And we didn't put them up. The DPW was forced to put them up because of the conditions that are in the station.
Unsafe, but money continues to be spent.
So the longer we put off putting into a new facility and the more money we spend keeping this facility so we can just barely operate out of it is a waste of taxpayers' dollar. Hopefully, this study will prove that to everybody.
In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.